What up, party people? It's your boy Rodney Perry. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Been off a couple of days, but we're back in full effect. Daily, you can catch me on my social media, Facebook, Rodney B. Perry, or my IG, Rodney Perry Live. And we'll be doing the Rodney Perry Daily at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So look for that. What's been cracking? When do you help? Like, if you see somebody in distress, when do you help? I mean, we're in a world where people are kind of always minding their own business, and you should mind your own business most of the time. So the question is, when do you help? There is a comedian that, in a lot of people's opinion, is going through some distress. And that person has suffered some loss in their family. That person has been traumatized over the years. And I think it could happen to anybody. We could all reach our breaking point. And so, wouldn't you, if you had reached that point, whatever that is for you, wouldn't you want people to reach out to you and help you some kind of way, some way, shape, or form? I was in a hospital almost 2 years ago, and some of my peers reached out and helped me. People wanted to do benefit shows, which I was completely against. But as I look back on it, that was really a kind gesture. So to the Chris Spencers of the world and the Esau McGraws of the world, thank you for having a mind to help the only way we know how, and that's tell jokes. To Kevin Hart, who reached out to me while I was in the hospital, like, Rod, don't worry about your home. Don't worry about your family, man. I got you. It's not something I talk about a lot, but I'm very appreciative because, you know, 30 days in the hospital could cripple a family when their breadwinner goes down. So, when do you help? When do you stop minding your business? When do you stop down and reach out to help a peer, to help a family member, to help a and do you help a person that doesn't want it? What if for whatever reason that person don't want your help? It's got to be hard, man. And then there's another school of thought that says some people don't know how to articulate that they need to help. They don't know how to say, help me. They don't know how to say, take my hand. So our friend, our peer that's been going through it, I went grabbed tonight and got a hotel room just so, if nothing more, to get a good night's rest, get your mind clear and start anew tomorrow. But I'm also in my mind going, does that person even want the help? I don't know. I mean, has the world beat a person down so much that maybe they like, you know what? Fuck it. I hope not. So, I guess the short answer is, if you have the mind to help, help. I told another friend that I was helping, and he said that you are one of many that's helped. Hopefully you don't get bit by it. You know what? I'll help that person and 100 other people as long as I'm able. Even if it bites me. Yeah. even if it bites me. So if you see somebody in need of a hand and you can give that hand, give the hand. Yeah. Because you would want somebody to give you the hand. Or even moreover, you'd want that somebody to give that hand to your child, to your son, your daughter. I mean, I've had my buddies over the years do things for my kids without me asking them. That's dope to me, man. That's real friendship. So I'm not going to bend it down too much longer right now. But again, if you can help, do it. And if you can't, you can't. That's okay. And to anybody who's ever helped me, thank you. To Tony Royster, who told me to stop going on stage with all that stuff in my pockets. To John Alston, who was my guru when I was at Rudy Poop. To Wayne Robinson, who was the main guy when we were Rudy Poops back in New Orleans. Myself, Harry Ratchford, and Ken John, so long ago. So many good folks, man. To my friend Glamis, who's extended her family to my family and has reached out on many occasions, asked me to be the godfather of her daughter. Wow, I love you. To so many people, to my wife, to my family, to my friends, Joy Wells, G-Mac, Harry Ratchford, Kevin Hart. I mean, there's so many others. I mean, my mind, it escapes me right now. You know, y'all know I did have a stroke. So, to Monique, who said, roll with me. And she showed me something that I may never have seen. To the homie Bill Bellamy, to Big E. Wow, man. Thank you for who you are, man. Thank you for showing me how to be a star, how to be on television. To Ralph Farquhar, who laughs at me to this day because I turned down a better deal for what he saw was a lesser deal, but it made sense to me. To everybody that said no to me, you helped. Because had that door open when I wanted to open, maybe I don't have my family right now. If you have a friend that you can help, help. Hey, y'all, this your boy Rodney Perry. It's the podcast. Till next time.